This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 453 for Wednesday, June 26th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is attempting to bounce back on Wednesday morning after having double-digit losses on Tuesday. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are up. Crude oil is higher ahead of the release of United States stockpile data later today. The Canadian dollar is down less than 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. Canadian producers delivered 1.549 million tons of canola last month, up 546,000 from May 2023, according to Statistics Canada. Oilseed processors crushed 920,432 tons in May, up 150,000 from 1 year earlier. The November canola contract is up $12.10 per ton at $616.40. In the U.S., corn is steady, soybeans are mixed, and wheat is higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its plantings and grain stocks reports on Friday. Corn acreage in the U.S. is estimated by the trade to be 93.353 million acres on average, up 317,000 acres. Meanwhile, grain stock data is expected to show 4.873 billion bushels of U.S. corn as of June 1st, 770 million more than 1 year earlier. The USDA reported corn conditions to have declined the most last week in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, which is away from flooding in Minnesota and South Dakota, which still saw some damage. A private sale of nearly 210,000 tons of U.S. corn was reported to Mexico on Tuesday, with almost 188,000 tons of new crop. The September corn contract is unchanged at $4.32 U.S. per bushel. The average trade estimate for U.S. soybean acres is 86.753 million, up 243,000 from March and up 3.153 million from last year. Stocks are expected to grow by 166 million bushels on average at 962 million. Indiana, Ohio, and Minnesota saw crop conditions drop the most last week. Argentina's ag secretary said that 43% of the country's soybean crop has been sold, on pace with the last 2 years. The July soybean contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.72. U.S. wheat acres are expected to be 47.657 million in Friday's plantings report, up 159,000 acres from March. Winter wheat would be up 64,000 acres at 34.197 million, while spring wheat would be steady at 11.34 million. U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st would be 684 million bushels, 134 million more than 1 year earlier. Canadian producers delivered 1.883 million tons of wheat in May, up nearly 277,000 from 1 year ago. Durum declined by 29,000 tons at 159,000. The trade is estimating 26.943 million wheat acres on average, ahead of StatCan's acreage report on Thursday, with spring wheat at 19.071 million and Durum at 6.294 million. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.91. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.